I'm Arkak.
I'm TSS Killer.
And welcome to Bulbacast.
And this is episode 3, the New Year's edition. And we have a very stacked up show for you today.
We're joined here today by Pi and PPN Steve, who I'm sure you remember from our previous casts. Say hello, guys.
Hey, guys.
Hey, everyone. How's it going? Happy New Year.
Yes, Happy New Year.
In any case, because there hasn't been a new episode in Japan this week, we've decided to do is have a more, I suppose you could call it a question and answer segment where you people either come in and talk to us here or leave your questions for us in the Bulbacast channel and we'll do our best to answer them.
And obviously we need to tell people about that Bulbacast channel. That channel would be located at irc.dejatunes.net. The channel is pound Bulbacast or hash or whatever you want to call that. And also, I've prodded Archaic enough to set up a Java chat there, so you cannot give us any excuses why you can't make it.
Yep, you can get in there straight from the Java chat link at the top of the Bulbagarden forums.
At any rate, let's
So what are you waiting for? Don't just go to the Bulbacast channel, go to the Bulbagarden channel. Come on, people.
Yeah, because everybody hates Misty. We all hate him. Misty is a guy, everybody knows that.
Hot Misty on Kasumi action.
Yeah.
Anyway, I think we're ready for our first caller.
Yep. Do we have a first caller?
I think we
Hopefully.
Do.
Hopefully.
I think we do.
Good, because this is going to get
would be
boring.
Ikoek from Finland. Let's get him on.
Woo!
Hello, Ikoek. Okay. Welcome to Bulbacast episode 3.
Hello. Ikoek.
Hello.
Hey.
Hi.
What is your question for us to answer and to do all that fun stuff?
I've been wondering about one thing in that anime, in Pokemon anime. When the Satoshi collects all the Battle Frontier bags, what turn happens? Is there something league happening after that?
Well,
yeah.
Have they said what's happening after he's got all the symbols though?
I don't think so.
I don't think so.
I think all they've said is that after he gets all but the last symbol, they'll tell him where he can get the last symbol. That's all they've meant. Mentioned so far. They haven't mentioned a league or a trophy like he got at the end of Orange Islands or whatever it is.
Well, yeah,
it's
probably more like Orange Islands
up.
Than Johto or Hoenn or anything like that.
Yeah, because
I don't think there'll be a competitive.
If you
league.
Remember in AG-132. Inishida starts to talk about the Battle Frontier. Now, he did not mention anything about a league or anything. He only mentioned the brains. But in any case, I think we will find out what's going to happen if there is going to be a tournament after he collects the next to the last Frontier symbol. At any rate, I think that probably answers your question.
Yes, indeed.
So,
sleep well, sweet dreams.
Sleep well, and hopefully we'll talk to you next time. Or
yeah, thanks
for being on the Bulbacast.
Thank you
for being
on the Bulbacast.
Thank you.
Yeah, see you later.
See
Bye.
Ya. Bye.
And you see how fun that can be, everyone?
Yay.
You can actually talk to us and give us any of your questions and comments, and we won't mind it. At least if it
And don't be worried about embarrassing yourself, because we can always cut it later. This isn't live.
Yes, I know.
You should hear our blooper reels.
It makes Cheech and Chong movies look like PBS.
And of course, one day they will hear our blooper reels when
Someday.
We're too lazy to do a normal episode that week.
Yeah, exactly. Well, or whenever we feel like it, you know?
We'll keep mentioning it until someone actually goes ahead and makes the blooper reel. And by then, we'll probably have like 3 hours worth of material and... Just by
we already have at least that much.
Yeah.
Out of uncut footage. Oh, by the way, we have another caller.
Oh, we do.
Yes, we do. We have Dr. Oak from Pokecharms.
Woo!
Now let's get him on.
In.
Let's call him in. Hello, Dr. Oak. Welcome to Bulbacast Episode 3.
Hello.
Hello.
So, what might your question be today?
I was actually wanting to ask about Diamond and Pearl.
Yeah, sure.
Well, what I wanted to ask was what you guys thought you'd like to see in the games. because they're going to be on the DS, so there's quite a lot of room.
Well, the first thing...
There.
You know, this would be best asked by one of the things on our cutting room floor from before episode one. We went into a lot of detail about this.
Oh, yeah.
To be honest, though, a lot of my desires have actually already been covered by the announcement that they're going to use all the DS's features. I was worried
Wi-Fi.
That we weren't going to see Wi-Fi, yeah.
Yeah, online's my biggest thing, yeah.
I think my biggest thing would be something to reduce the tedium of training. So that at least for Wi-Fi matches, you're not going to be having to train your guys for hundreds and hundreds of hours and go through all the hassle of breeding to get a good team.
Well, I like the baby Pokemon, but I'm hoping that the rest of the Pokemon we're seeing will not be evolutions or baby Pokemon, that this is it, because they seem to be going a little overboard this generation with the babies and new ones. But
I wouldn't mind alternate evolutions. That'd be fine.
Yeah, maybe ones of Eevee to go with the whole. That would tie.
Oh, there'll always be new ones of Eevee.
No, they haven't. They didn't do it last generation. They've only done the new ones of Eevee in
GS.
I think it would be cool though, because maybe it would put a curb on all the people who come up with like 50,000 different kinds of evolutions of Eevee. But,
though, admittedly, they can't really make more evolutions with the current types, besides maybe a metal one.
They could definitely do a grass one. Or
no. Unless you're going to make it a Chia Pet, I don't think so.
That's never stopped them before.
Point.
But, let's see, what else would I like? I think I would really like to see you be able to make your own trainer. Because while they do come up with good designs for the trainers, but especially if they're going to be doing the whole Wi-Fi thing, I want to see you be able to come up with your own look.
Well, the way they did it in Animal Crossing, I think that would be a good way to transfer it over anyway.
Yeah.
Make your own patterns for the shirts and stuff.
You know what I'd also like to see, though, if they are going to make it...
Though in Animal Crossing, you couldn't change your hair color. It was ridiculous.
They should have had like a hairstylist in Animal Crossing.
Yeah, I was going to say if they were going to have a trainer, create a trainer mode, I would say if you could upload a custom picture to the cartridge.
That would be pretty cool, yeah. Or like at least come up with a lot of bits and pieces.
I was really, really sad in Animal Crossing and used a paint reference of Psyduck. And used a pixel by pixel picture of it to make a pattern in Animal Crossing. Pretty sad.
I did some great designs in Animal Crossing. I've thought of like getting screenshots of them and putting them up just because I'm such a great Animal Crossing artist. I haven't gotten the DS one, admittedly, but I'm talking about the GameCube Animal
I've
Crossing.
I've got the DS one, but I haven't been playing it much. I've got too many games.
I need to get a DS because there's all these games that I want to get. Like Lunar. I'm such a Lunar fanatic, and then
I hear that the DS Lunar's not supposed to be that good.
It doesn't matter, it's Lunar. If it's not as good as the other Lunars, that's okay, because it's still Lunar, and therefore it's still really good.
Apparently, when you run, you lose health.
What? Okay, that's something I didn't hear about.
Anyway, to get back on the topic, what else would we like to say? I guess, obviously, I'd like to see a much bigger,
more
available area.
Yeah, larger world.
Johto...
Hoenn was pretty big. It was a much bigger expansion than both Kanto and Johto put together, I'd say.
You know what, though? In the size of game carts these days, if they don't enhance the graphics too much, you could probably fit all four regions into a cartridge.
If it is 2D,
if they don't enhance...
Because think about it. The carts are going to be 1 gigabyte. You could fit a lot of information into 1 gigabyte.
Yeah, I'm actually hoping they don't increase the graphics much, because honestly... Yeah.
I love the sprite graphics. I don't want to see them go 3D. Please don't go 3D, please!
It would waste space. Exactly. It would be hot, honestly.
And it
to
just
go
doesn't...
up to Coliseum.
They could do better things with the space anyway.
3D looks better in Stadium and Coliseum. I don't want to see them use 3D. I want to see them stick with the sprites. I love the sprites. They're pretty. I like making
and
them.
And also,
I would like to see Super Nintendo quality sprites.
Yeah, that would be nice.
Super Nintendo quality sprites
also,
would keep the thing down fairly low. And honestly, you could fit every currently existing region plus at least one extra region with
and all the different wild Pokemon hairstyles going back to the design a character thing. You would have enough room for that if you...
You know what I'd also like to see, though, too? is having a little indicator on the bottom screen, like a little map, where you can see where you're going.
Mm.
I think that'll actually help a lot of trainers out, really.
Or some sort of, like, some different kind of features, like, when you're looking for specific Pokemon, like the ones that run around a lot, something that would, like, show up where they are.
Yeah.
So you don't have to enter a route, open up your Pokedex, check where it is, get out of the Pokedex, go back to the other route, open up your Pokedex, check where it is. That got a little
that
annoying.
They could always move the bag dialogue to the bottom screen and have you play on the top screen.
That would be cool. Also, going with the Wi-Fi thing, I think I would like to see it like not just be get together in these little like rooms or something and do like battles in big groups. I think I'd like to see people actually be able to travel around the regions together, kind of do like an Ash, Misty, and Brock thing. You know, that would be fun.
I don't know if they'd make it that MMORPG really.
Maybe
if they have the space, maybe they'll implement it, you know?
Yeah.
I don't think they'll implement that kind of thing either.
Yeah,
I mean, Nintendo have been very cautious with their wireless network so far. I'm actually a bit worried that we might not be able to organize ad hoc tournaments.
Animal Crossing and Mario Kart are insanely overprotective of their online.
Yeah, I mean, with Mario Kart, it's... Even with your friends, it's very hard to just have a match. And sometimes you do want random matches against people you don't know. Sometimes you want matches with friends and with people you don't know.
Well,
and
it is unlikely to happen in Diamond and Pearl, but if not in Diamond and Pearl,
well,
I would like to see it in the future.
Really?
What?
It's up to the developers, really. I don't really see there being much direct input from Nintendo at the top over it.
Hmm.
It's up to... Game Freak themselves, really?
Yeah.
Well, that's true, I suppose.
Well, there is one reason why I'm actually looking to become a game designer and programmer, developer, whole thing in the future, and that's one of the reasons why I have the kind of foolish dream of becoming a Pokemon game developer, because I have all these ideas that I'd love to see in Pokemon, and I know that they would never use them unless I went there and put them in myself. Anyway, what else would we like to see? Or should we move on? Anything else?
I think we pretty much covered all of the bases here.
Okay.
It was great talking to you.
Thanks for your time. And hopefully
hope
to see you again.
Sorry
if
PPN wasn't here to give you his opinions, by the way, but there's been a few technical glitches.
Yeah, because technical glitches are always fun. Anyway, that is Dr. Oak from PokeCharms. And you will find him on Pocket Monsters IRC channel. And everybody knows what that is. If you don't, you should be ashamed of yourselves because you know that it is the premier source Pokemon on the net. Plug, hint, hint. At any rate...
That wasn't an ad.
That was not an ad. That was just
public service announcement.
No, that was a blatant plug.
Public service announcement. No.
Anyway, thank you for your time.
Thanks.
All right, goodbye. And that proves once again that we love our callers.
We love you.
Yes.
Heart.
Anyway, though, I think we should start talking about a trivia contest. Now, we will have a segment each and every week where we will ask a trivia question in the channel. And your task, obviously, is to answer it. The first one to answer gets a nice prize from somewhere over the rainbow or... wherever you want to call that nice place that we get prizes from. But
from the prize vault.
From the mystery box.
Yes.
Well, here's one thing we could do. PPN, While you were away, Dr. Oak came in and asked a question about what would we like to see in Diamond and Pearl. What would you like to see in Diamond and Pearl?
Well, aside from the next generation of Pokemon that we all know that's supposedly going to be in there.
Yeah, that would be bad.
I want
bad. Left it out.
Online RPG.
Which has already been confirmed.
Yes.
RPG.
RPG. Everything that you do during RPG is online.
Kinda so like
you're,
what I was
you're on your quest, right? Just like Holland and, yeah, Animal Crossing, that's the one.
Time.
Or even Nintendo Dogs, when you're using Nintendo Dogs, how if you come
Nintendo
next to another... Nintendo
Dogs.
Whatever. It is the stupid doggy one.
Dogs aren't stupid.
I'm not a dog fan, sorry.
I'm not that big of a dog fan, but I've gotten to like them ever since I met my
well,
mom.
I hate dogs.
I'm a cat person.
Oh, I'm allergic
I want Nan
to cats.
Cobra.
I'm an animal person.
I want Nam Cobras.
Meow. I want
Nam Cobras.
Oh, yeah.
I want frogs. That's what pet I want. I want frogs.
We have a question here from Cater. What will we see in the future episodes? And what is the official name of that Ranger stylus? As of right now, I do not think that they've given an official name to that stylus. And
wait, let me check that episode. I'm pretty certain they did give an official name to it. At least in episode. I don't know if that'll be the name.
I think I've got a question.
What will we see in the future episodes? In the future episodes, we will obviously see the Battle Pike is next. The Battle Tube, excuse me. The Battle Tube is the next contest.
With all very strange footage of Lucy blushing at Brock.
Yeah, and we'll also have that Jupiter episode that everybody's been waiting for. And at this point, they're continuing on, and we can expect better episodes as the series moves on.
Yeah.
And once again, to key on episode two, the fillers are getting better. Considerably
oh yes,
better.
Very much so. Very, very much so. I mean, you have random bad ones like the whole one with the giant Caterpie. There are two good things about episodes, and that was the scientist character and watching Caterpie destroy Tokyo. But besides episodes like that, we have been getting some really good fillers. Ones that probably deserve a more respectable name than fillers, in fact.
Maybe
they
could
kind of help
them
to build the characters.
Yeah, I guess.
So that, we understand the characters more. That's the way I see a lot of them.
Well, just as an example, the one with the restaurants, I'm not sure if that really built anybody's character, but I certainly enjoyed it a lot. And not just because of
the fact that Brock actually
had a role in it. He wasn't part of the background for once. He actually helped one of the restaurant people.
There is no name for the Capture One mentioned at all during the Pokemon Ranger episode.
Okay.
There was a clarification that Capture was not get, but there was no actual mention of what the name of that thing was. At least from what I could hear.
For now.
So we go back to calling it the Rangers Capture Wong thingy. The thingamajig. Yeah.
That's enough explanation. Kata, thank you for your question. Hopefully we'll get you on the show next time.
How many Pokemon has a Japanese word in their name? How many? Honestly, I do not know, but it would be... it wouldn't be on Bulbapedia. You'd have to go through and check them all. And I'm not doing that straight away, sorry. But I would think a lot of them have either Japanese words or puns on Japanese words in them. In fact, the majority of them would have to, almost certainly.
Yeah, like Wani Noko has Wani, which means crocodile.
Crocodile, yeah. Usohachi has Uso, which is lie, untruthful, deceitful, but yada yada, and Hachi, which I'm sure means something like tree, even though I haven't heard that word used for it.
So yeah, that question was from Nico Haruko. I'd like to thank
Neko Haruko.
Neko Haruko.
Yeah.
Neko.
I don't understand what the words mean, but I can pronounce them.
Neko means cat.
Yes, I know
Haruko
that.
Would be a name. Oh, okay.
I'm just saying, okay. Japanese in general, I don't always know what the words mean, but I can usually pronounce them pretty well.
At any rate.
Oh, there's another part of the Neko Haruko question, actually. Which one is your favorite? Or did we answer that and I missed it?
We didn't answer that.
My favorite, with Japanese word in the name, I don't know.
Let's just answer what our favorite Pokemon are, because that's probably easier. Oh,
well, yes, that's quite true. My favorite at the moment is probably Grativore. Closely followed by all my old favorite bugs.
My absolute favorite, and probably what will remain my absolute favorite for a long time, is Sandslash. Some other ones that I like, though, are Aron and its entire line, Relicanth, and now Bonsly. I absolutely love Bonsly. There are a bunch of others, but those are up there on my list of favorites.
My absolute favorite has to be Raichu, because when I look at Raichu, I envision myself, and that's not in a non-literal sense. That is, because considering that it has the same personality as me, feisty yet easygoing. And not only that, I am the Raichu as indicated as in my avatar pic, so I think that fits my personality quite fine. And
mine will have to be Charizard, of course.
Charizard's a good one. Yep. Charizard, Feraligatr, Sceptile, those were my starters. I like lizards.
And once again, we would like to thank Neko Haruko for that question. What else questions is it maybe?
Okay, well, we've had a few statements made on the Bulbacast channel regarding Lucario, so perhaps I should just clear those up for everyone.
I don't know if this was confirmed, but I remember hearing that...
Okay, I'll give this one here and on the channel to correct the guy, but Lucario's name is a corrupted version of the word oracle, spelled backwards.
Yeah, that's what I heard. Lucario. It's kind of like Arbo and Arbok, isn't it? Ekans and Snake. In English, it definitely is. Ekans is Snake and Arbok is Cobra, obviously. But I believe they had the same thing in
Arbo
the Japanese.
And Arbok.
Like, Arbo was Boa?
Yeah.
Yeah. And Arboku was obviously Cobra again.
You know, also, to key on that Lucario issue, there's many different romanizations, and I know people like Zen will go into detail about that, because there are three known romanizations for Lucario. There is the one spelled Rukario, R-U-K-A-R-I-O. There's one
which would be a correct romanization of how it's written in Japanese characters.
Yeah, and there would be another weird romanization, R-U-C-A-R-I-O, which...
Where did they get that?
I do not know where they got that, but...
Maybe it's a mix
somewhere.
Of the...
It's an alternate romanization, but it's not correct.
Yeah.
As correct.
And then we have the official Nintendo of America spelling, which is Lucario, the Nintendo of America name, which is Lucario, which...
That was Nintendo of Japan confirming that name.
That was Nintendo of Japan.
Of America. Nintendo of America has not confirmed the American name for it.
Yeah, because they haven't dubbed it yet.
Exactly.
And if you don't believe me, here's a plug for Philb. Philb does have some shots of various magazine articles and toys where they spell Lucario they romanize Lucario as L-U-C-A-R-O.
And Pocket Beach also has various items with that romanization as well. You can romanize this thing with an R, and that's how it's usually romanized, but they've gone to romanize it with an L, and when they said it in the movie, it was slightly more towards an L than R, so it's obviously being intended more like a foreign loanword. I mean, because it is Oracle spelt backwards.
Right.
Yeah.
Which is obviously spelt with an L, not an R.
So on that note, we should actually pop a trivia question out there for our fans, finally.
Yay! Mm-hmm.
Now let's ask that.
It's a pity Artie's not around, apparently. So I know Artie. Artie is here. Yes, Artie is RT2 of LegendaryPokemon.net, who is probably the premier Greek Poké fan, and who does speak English, thank goodness.
At any rate, let's see. When are we going to actually ask that question?
When we come
on. I'm waiting for one of you two.
PBN, please pull up the magic question database.
I've got a new question for us, by the way, from RT2. How many new Pokemon do we estimate that they will add in the new generation?
They will round, in my predictions, they will round it up to 500. Because it's a nice even number.
I'm going to say they're going to add another 100 and change, like they did the last generation.
I have to agree with that, I think. I don't see them adding almost 150 new ones. I mean, how many exactly did they add last generation?
Wasn't 102 or something?
136 they added last time.
I don't think it was
Really? It was that much?
Yeah, it was from 251... to
386. That's right. Okay, yeah, they might round it up to 100.
They might round it up to
500 then. That seems reasonable. Yeah. Or rather, 501, because there'll be some special thing.
Oh, we have a winner.
And we have a winner.
We have a winner
to our trivia question.
One.
And it appears that we have a winner in the trivia quest. The trivia question for this week. We have the question was, Wallace is the Sootopolis gym leader. What level is his wish cash? The correct answer was given by Artie. She gave the answer 42. And we will have fabulous prizes coming to her door, like they do on The Price is Right. We congratulate her for answering the question correctly. And we'll hopefully give her something to cherish. Speaking of contests and the like, Pocket Monsters is proud to announce our skin contest for the website. Now, between now and January 31st, users will have the opportunity to create skins for the Pocket Monsters website. Now, it has to be Drupal compatible, because any other skins will be disqualified if they're not compatible. And the winner will be voted by the ops of Pocket Monsters, January 31st. The winner will be announced on February 1st, and the winner of that contest will get a brand new Pokemon Dash DS card. And go to PocketMonsters.net for the details on that, and we also have a form thread, about the contest in the Pocket Monsters section of the anime forum on BMG. And we have another question from the channel.
We do?
Yes, we do.
Go back. Oh. It's from Cater again.
Please.
What is expected with the Wi-Fi connection? Ooh, we didn't exactly go over this earlier, did we?
No, we didn't.
We did.
The only information we have is what was just recently released.
I mean, we've got our own expectations of what they might do.
Right, but let's just keep with what our own was actually said.
Yeah, we don't need to double back on that, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Well, what we know has been said is that he wants to use all of the DS's functions, including Wi-Fi connection. We don't know what that means, but we can probably make a few assumptions. One would be that trading between friends only would be allowed. I don't think they could find a way to do trading with people you don't know, to be honest.
Not over Wi-Fi, no.
Yeah.
Although that might work with the local wireless.
Yeah.
Although that.
Well, yeah, that would obviously work, but, like, you can't exactly arrange a trade with someone on Wi-Fi connection unless you know what Pokemon they're going to trade for a certain one of yours, can you?
Well, I don't know. There's got to be a way that you could see other people on there, like, so you can do random battles on Wi-Fi.
Random battles, but you wouldn't be choosing. You'd, like, enter a certain cup, like level 100s or level 50 to 55s,
Well,
things like that.
I would assume you just go to the Pokemon Center like you would in the wired games.
Yeah. Oh no, I mean that
you'd have to actually pre-set it up with your friend.
Yeah, exactly. You wouldn't be able to go in and randomly find someone and
Unless they enable some sort of chat capability in-game.
Which I doubt they'll do. Because they've already shown they don't want to use microphone on Wi-Fi.
I think that also takes up a lot of battery life of the DS, and I think that's why they're not going to attempt it.
Actually, no, they're going to have to use the mic on Wi-Fi at some point, because there's really no point to have it otherwise.
Well, yeah, because there is not, like, a keyboard you could type to somebody.
I heard a rumor at...
is a key... You could use the stylus and an on-screen keyboard to type. That would not be difficult.
Right, it would just... That or, like, character recognition type typing.
Like picture chat.
Yeah, exactly. They'd probably integrate something along that same function in there. I mean, I would hope they would.
That wouldn't be hard.
I heard a rumor that they're going to use the microphone for calling out your Pokemon, too.
Ooh. Oh. Well, that would be very embarrassing in public. That would be very, very nice.
Very fun playing the game.
Yeah, that's all you need to do. Just talk to yourself and people looking at you in the street.
Pikachu, I choose you.
People already do that. No problem.
I caught Caterpie! People turn and look at you.
Well, if you're doing that on the subway, people will start crawling.
I already yell out those things. Who needs a microphone to do that?
It's a rumor. I can't confirm it. So.
What?
It would sure be fun.
Okay.
Do you think that Poke Park will actually reopen next year?
No.
And give me some reasons.
It couldn't reopen. It's been dismantled. It was always temporary. It was a temporary thing.
Do you think that they're going to set it up somewhere else?
I would like to see.
They already set up the components of it beforehand elsewhere. Those components that made up Poke Park were in all the Japanese Poke Tours. Not all the components, but certainly parts of them.
Well, they could use this as a way to introduce new components, like new Pokemon that are coming out, the fourth generation ones.
They're going to have to make new components as soon as they do Diamond and Pearl, but I think they'll be scrapped or sold to collectors.
Speaking of Diamond and Pearl.
I gotta hope that it becomes a yearly thing because I have to hope though because I want to someday get a trip to Japan and go to it.
I think maybe
never had the chance to go. I was in Japan. I could stand out the gates and watch it already built and just not opened yet. And I left Japan the day before it opened.
You're sad. I would have postponed my trip.
I couldn't.
Lost my ticket.
I couldn't.
I need a new one. Another date.
My only chance was a scholarship.
The only chance I had of going there was that whole Emerald Contest thing. That 13th in my region. 13th. I bet I could have taken down those people that were used to... I don't know.
You could have probably taken down half the people that went to the competition, and the other half would have slaughtered you.
Yeah, probably,
You had Smogonites, you had a Team Rocket Elite of Game Facts and Pokemon Forever. It was probably the only decent battle on Game Facts.
And then you had the guy who got the really the Mewtwo that was probably sharked.
And who won because... I mean, wait, he wasn't even supposed... I told you guys, didn't I?
He got
a lucky spot because somebody called off. I remember.
Yeah, because someone pulled out.
Yep.
But still, I was close.
I was closer than most.
Diamond and Pearl.
In fact, I did a bit more research on that. He wasn't even the first choice to come in. Someone pulled out, and then a few more people said, no, we can't do it. He was the only one who still had the free time to come in on that last minute.
Wow.
Lucky.
I think he was like... Overall, he was number 12, so he would have had three people ahead of him, plus that guy in the top 8 who pulled out. No, yeah, but he was number 12 overall, so... He would have been probably second or third in a race.
Oh, yeah, I think I would have done well in those other rounds. I just didn't make it past the first one because I wasn't fast enough, and I screwed up one. I still don't know which one I screwed up, but I managed 13th, which I think is pretty good considering that I'm in New England, which is the region with all these New Yorkers who had this Poke Center to study at and stuff.
Well, to consider that the Pokemon Center here in New York closed last year.
Yeah, but that was
still open.
That was part of Nintendo World.
It's Nintendo World, but it's not the same thing. It's only like a little.
That happened after the Emerald competition, though, didn't it?
I believe it did. I believe it closed in May of 2004, if I recall correctly, or 2003, and it moved over to Rockefeller Center, which is obviously on 47th to 50th Streets. And we hit next to the NBC building and all that. But it's not the same thing. It's... It's just become a secondary kind of thing. Mm. We'll be right back after this message from PPN.
Need Pokemon information? Remember, Pokemon Palace Network. PPN has game cheats, game information, episode information, movie information. Remember, don't get your daily dose of Pokemon anywhere else. That's PokemonPower.net.
And welcome back to Bulbacast, episode number 3. Now we're going to move on to our opinions on the upcoming Ranger game, which sounds very interesting in terms of what the game is going to be about. Of course, obviously, keying off of AG-155, which is the Ranger episode. What kind of things do you expect in this game?
Drawing circles.
Yes, aside from that.
I
think we're going to see the introduction of the next generation of Pokemon that we expect in Diamond and Pearl.
Well,
at least some of them.
In this Ranger.
A few. Maybe
some of them.
About 30 of them.
I don't know, my guess.
Maybe not even that much.
Yeah.
Well, it's supposed to be Diamond and Pearl, so I'm going to assume there's going to be something in there that links the two together, that links the older games with the new generation.
What are your aspirations
about the game? Maybe Groudon, Kyogre, and Rayquaza will battle whatever legendaries we'll be seeing in Diamond and Pearl. Rayquaza versus Lucario! Go! I don't know.
Oh, that'd be an interesting battle, to say the least.
Mm-hmm. And Archaic, what are your aspirations on this game?
On Ranger?
Mm-hmm.
That's a pretty difficult question, to be honest. Without knowing very much about the actual plot of this game yet, I'm not really sure what it'll be about. I can only assume it'll be a much, much smaller map than the games up to this point.
It has to be obvious because you wouldn't want a full-fledged map in a game like that because it would probably get very boring fast.
Well, no, I mean, and is it going to be a map on the scale of Secret of Mana kind of thing, or is it going to be, like, just one forest, or...
The problem is we're not going to know until they release information, which they haven't.
I mean, for all we know, it could be level-based. I don't think it will be, since there's supposed to be some sort of interactivity with Diamond and Pearl, but for all we know...
Well, there has to be some link between Ranger and Diamond and Pearl, because maybe you would want to...
Allow your trainers to be Rangers for the day?
Yeah, not only raise the Pokemon in terms of statistics. Get their stats up on Ranger and then transfer them over to Diamond and Pearl flawlessly. I don't know if it is going to be a flawless process, but I imagine that they're going to work on it at some point.
Yeah, there's another thing. In Ranger, from the sounds of things, you don't ever actually get a Pokemon. You only capture, which is kind of weird how they're using those terms, but anyway, you only capture, so you're not actually getting
I wonder if the English, if they're going to call what the capture getting, just because
in the English version,
you know, you have the capture, the regular method
catch
of capturing.
Pokemon.
Exactly.
You don't get Pokemon.
Maybe what word they'll use is controlling.
That's where I think they're going to go with it. but I still want to know how it's going to interact, or how we think it's going to interact with the Diamond and Pearl series.
Well, obviously, and it has to interact and be able to integrate in some, you know,
well,
some,
yeah, I mean,
some
they,
form.
What's been mentioned of it is it's the lead into those games.
Yeah.
It's like your bridge, I guess, from the older versions of the games to the Diamond and Pearl versions.
Ooh, thought. Could it be like a prologue?
You know...
So you transfer your character to Diamond and Pearl, and for once your actual human trainer might have some statistics of their own and might actually matter. Like they might have a statistic regarding how well their how good their leadership is, strategy, tactics, how much they care for their Pokemon, yada yada yada.
Do you think they'll think that deep in the game?
I don't know. I'd certainly
we won't know until they release information, which won't be for a while. Yeah. We don't even know.
I mean, up till now, all the trainers have just been carbon copies, which doesn't
pretty
really
much
seem right.
Yeah.
I mean, if I want to be an evil bastard trainer who goes out
that
and intentionally tries to injure my opponents while
really
still
would make
caring
Diamond
about
Pearl
his guys
much more interesting in the interaction between trainers.
Yes. I mean, if you're going to have interaction online to any real extent,
you do need to have the trainer stats considered. That's an interesting thought. That really raises some questions now.
It raises a lot of questions about strategy as well. I mean,
yes, how you train your Pokemon, the path you choose to take, everything, really. That could totally change the gameplay if they do it right.
Yeah, and frankly, I've got no problems with changing the gameplay, because at the moment, with all the trainers as carbon copies, you essentially get a few Pokemon that end up as standards and a few teams that you can't really beat, except if you're using another team like it.
This will go a long way
and you get hundreds of underused
Pokemon that evolve with happiness and...
Could you also get some Pokemon that evolve with abuse?
That could be a possibility there.
You could.
I don't think
Pokemon,
Nintendo would dare to go there, but it would be an interesting prospect.
Well, you could use it in the Shadow Realm. Integrate the Shadow Pokemon into the game, too.
Well, yeah.
You're a dark trainer now.
Shadow Realm is Yu-Gi-Oh! Shadow Pokemon are from Coliseum, XD, and Gale Darkness. Get it right.
Okay, well, same difference.
Yeah.
It's a shadow Pokemon, it's Dark Heart, Evil Trainer, etc., etc.
Evil.
Yes,
and anyone who knows me knows I am a damn evil trainer whenever I do myself as an RP in, like, PASBL or Fizzy Bubbles or something like that. I would like to be able to replicate that kind of character in-game.
Mm-hmm. That would really
not
be
me,
nice.
I'm a twerp.
I'm
definitely
trainer.
What Team Rocket would call
I like my Pokemon. My Pokemon like me.
Yeah,
I love my Pokemon. I love his attention on them.
No, I treat
Pokemon
well. It's just I'm an insane bastard, and they're pretty insane.
I expect
insane
a hell of
themselves.
A lot from my Pokemon, because I'll put only two out for the whole damn game.
Mm. I'd like to see a game that kind of focuses more on raising Pokemon in more peaceful manners, like Breeder, kind of like Brock does.
Yeah, maybe.
I would like to see something like that in Diamond
choose.
Pearl.
What?
Like, you could be a breeder, you could be
that would be
you could
sweet.
Be a researcher, etc., etc.
And then give bonuses to your trainer profile depending on which profession you chose.
And how
that
well you did
so
it, etc.
That
would be
yeah.
so awesome. Nintendo,
yeah,
are you listening?
Up,
please integrate into the next series
breeder.
Of games. Thank you.
Yeah.
So,
the more we have,
everyone,
the better, everyone,
if you're listening, everyone, if you're listening to this, get in the Bulbacast channel. You got no excuse with our Java chat gateway on the Bulbagarden forums now. Come into the channel.
We will have a set day for the Bulbacast. You'll also be in the channel on that day. Right now, the holidays has kind of screwed that schedule up a little bit. You know, we're off by a day right now. But it's usually going to be Saturday afternoons. What is it? 5 p.m. Eastern time or 8?
Yes, 5 is going to be good.
It's 5 p.m. Eastern
Sunday mornings Saturday. For those of you in Australia and Asia.
Yes, wake up early.
We will
do not
welcome
miss the
people
cast.
From Asia on the cast with open arms.
Since we use open technology, anybody with a computer and an online connection with a microphone can come in, be involved in our chats. Anybody with a web browser or a IRC client can also be involved through the channel.
And let me stress the channel again for those of you who do have an IRC client. IRC.dejatunes.net is the server. The channel is #bulbacast if you don't use that pound sign. If you have a different keyboard set and you call it something different. We encourage everyone to come into the channel.
And,
because
it's also available at the Bulba website in their Java chat. So if you don't have an IRC client, you still have no excuse. If you have a working web browser, you can come chat with us.
And Java, because you need Java, obviously, but no, who doesn't have Java these days?
If you don't have Java, we'll put a link or something in the Bulbacast forum showing you where to get it, because you should have that, honestly.
Yeah.
In fact, we'll be putting up a topic sometime this week telling you all the ways you can get into the cast. And
we'll have to stick you there, too.
Etc.
So that's something we can look forward to, is some Nintendo interaction, some Nintendo-based contests, sponsored by myself, PPN, and the Bulbacast, along with Pocket Monster's website. Now, where were we? We were talking about the Rangers.
Let's
switch gears here. Let's switch gears from the movie to rather from the game to the movie.
Yes, because it's supposed to be a simultaneous release. We have some pictures of the Ranger movies. Some trailer's been released.
We've got a question.
By a question. That's good.
If you can ask any of the four kids VAs. Probably got to be. Who does it? Ash. I have no idea.
Veronica Taylor.
Veronica Taylor, Rachel Lillis, Eric Stewart.
Eric Stewart here. Nobody's surprised.
Either Veronica Taylor or Rachel Lillis. Veronica Taylor, maybe simply because she's done more eps.
I have to agree.
Mm-hmm.
I'd have to ask Eric Stewart, and I don't think anyone needs me to explain why.
Indeed.
And if it was a James line, then I'd probably have to kill him. Anyway.
It would be a James line, let's be honest. James has all the good lines.
It's not fair.
What would we ask them?
What would we ask?
What line? I mean, what would you think their most favorite line would be?
I have no idea, because I don't remember anything specific.
So it's a lot of episodes to remember through.
Yeah.
One that jumps out, because it just always jumps out in my mind, is the,
Moltres.
No. The...
James is Moltres!
Yes, that would probably be it for Eric Stewart, but...
That was a pretty good episode.
Who knows, but, there was... In the Magnemite episode, this is just my favorite line, personally, the whole exchange where Ash calls, Magnemite a streaker, and Brock corrects him, meaning stalker.
Actually, they say that in Japanese. They say stalker.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know, but Ash is like, it's a streaker! Ash, you mean stalker!
I think I actually drew a confirmation. I wonder what the original line was in Japanese. I could probably get the clip somewhere. I think I actually have it somewhere on my site. Check the clip section. It has to be there somewhere. Oh, here's another question.
From Sunane?
From Sunane, the wonderful, talented Sunane.
What are your current thoughts on the Movie 9 trailer?
Like any other trailer?
Well, I guess it's giving us a
teaser.
Teases
us. It doesn't give us anything we really want to know.
It does give us a hint on what's going to happen in the 9th movie, but still. Mm. I wouldn't trust many of the things that are going on in that trailer simply because the last two movies had scenes that were in the trailer that never made the movie, so I'm not absolutely sure what to consider the movie. I know it's going to be about Ranger, but still.
Also,
I have a feeling that even just what they've shown is going to be cut.
It also seems possible that they might if they don't cut that scene altogether, they might rework it simply because there's been so much questions on how on the world is he grabbing onto that Mantine? He flies
away. They're probably
going
to edit that out because it's humanly impossible to do that.
Sit on the top, maybe.
Yeah, they're probably going to reanimate that scene. They have reanimated the scene. For example, movie 8, you had the Amasato scene where he says that Pikachu's been captured. They've already reanimated that whole thing. So I wouldn't be surprised if that thing is reanimated to make more sense.
Yeah. Somehow make him actually be able to fly away on a Mantine, besides somehow grabbing onto the bottom. Magic powers. Magic Ranger powers. Go, go, Poké Rangers.
That'll be the end of the world.
Oh, please, don't. Bad enough they put Power Rangers in XD.
Oh, yeah, the six people.
Yeah, those guys.
Red six, blue six, yellow six, green six.
Looked like Power Rangers to me. They even acted like Power Rangers, all stupid and everything.
Count off. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. We're missing one.
I know. One time they get to 7, and it's like, and there's an extra one.
They like, did the circle. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Wait, now we've got people added to the circle. What's going on? We have spies among us.
That is indeed the Power Ranger mentality, though.
Yeah.
Jesus.
I liked Power Rangers when I was very young.
Meh. Stupid.
I watched the first season. It was good. I was a Yellow Ranger fan at the time.
I was a huge Green Ranger fan. Then they made him white, and that made me lose all.
Yeah. Then they changed all the actors, and that was the end of that.
Anyway,
I think the white ranger is currently black. They've been reusing that one actor since the beginning.
Yeah, but yet again, you have to consider that the Sentai series is completely different.
I thought
no relation to them whatsoever. Mm. And let's leave it at that because I don't want to get into big detail because I'm not interested in that area. At any rate.
Okay, well, I guess that's a wrap for today's episode of Bobcast. I'm sorry it's a little shorter, but at least it wasn't as long as last week. Mm-hmm. I hope you enjoyed it, and if you've got any more questions you want to ask on the Bulbcast, you can either give them to us live in the channel next week, which is of course #Bulbcast on irc.dajatoons.net, or you can post them up or send them to us in advance on the Bulbgarden forums. Well, from all of us here at Bulbcast, myself, Tears Eskiller, Pi, PP and Steve, thank you for listening.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye.
See you later.